Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it seems when a fella claims to know all the answers, someone comes along and asks the wrong questions. We appreciate so very much the fact that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. What a delight it is to be able to come together, open our Bibles, and look at what the Word of God says, free from the doctrines and the commandments of men, only depending on what God has said in His holy Word. All right, let's get back to our study. When we were looking at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, we learned that there are some things impossible. It is impossible for God to lie. There are other things that are impossible, and we noted some of those. First of all, we've noted that it's impossible for man to change God's law. If there's a change made in the law, God would have to do that. Man doesn't do it. Man didn't give the law. God gave the law, and so man could not change the law of God. In John 10:33-36, Jesus explained, Scripture cannot be broken. And so we have to just leave it alone and let it be like God gave it to us, if we expect to meet His approval. We also noted that it is impossible to be saved without faith. The kind of faith we're talking about is not the dead faith that the second chapter of the book of James describes, but rather is the living faith that does what God commanded. That is necessary for our salvation. And so I could say it's impossible for a man to be saved without faith, obedient faith. I have the Hebrew letter, chapter 11 and verse 6, to back the statement that I'm making. The record simply says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so the question of salvation is dependent on our having faith, and we cannot be saved without faith. There's another thing that is impossible, and that is for a person to say that the church that Jesus died for is a non-essential, and I can go to heaven by ignoring the church and having no part of the church while I live here upon the earth. Now, does the Bible teach the church is an important part of our salvation? Well, let's see what the Bible says about it. When the Lord was here upon the earth, He made this promise to His disciples. I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, that is the fact that He's the Christ, the Son of God, I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Not very long after that, Jesus is hanged upon the cross and dies for the sins of mankind. But let me remind you that when Paul talked to the Ephesian elders in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts, he reminded them that the church was purchased by the blood of Christ. Now look at that and think about it seriously. Does it seem to make great logic to say the church is not important, but it required the blood of Christ to buy it? Well, it seems to me that ought to be very clearly seen through. If the church is not important, then we wouldn't need the blood of Christ being shed to buy it. But if the church was purchased with the blood of Christ, Acts 20 and verse 28, then the church must be of great value. Friends, it is impossible to be saved without the church. Jesus said, I'll build My church, and the gates of hell, that is, even death, will not keep me from building the church. Do you realize that the Bible teaches that salvation is placed in the church? I read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and verse 23. And the record tells the wife to be subject to her own husband. The husband is told, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, and he is the Savior, now get this, the Savior of the body. If I want to know what the body is, I don't have to leave the book of Ephesians. I can just go back to chapter 1, 22, 23, and listen as Paul says, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Now that's easily understood, isn't it? The church is his body. But notice, Christ loved the church, husbands love their wives, and Christ is the Savior of the body. The body is the church. Therefore, he's the Savior of the body, the church. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know of a verse in the Bible that says Christ is the Savior of those who are outside of the church? I have the verse that says he's the Savior of those who are in the church. Where's the verse on the other side? Look again at Acts, the second chapter, and verse 47. Now remember, in verse 37, they wanted to know what to do to be saved. In verse 38, they were told, repent and be baptized. Then the record says there were about 3,000 souls who did that very day. Now drop down to verse 47. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Those who were doing what they were instructed to do were being added day by day by the Lord unto the church. Now, think about this kind of reasoning. If I told you I have some yellow apples and I have some red apples, I put the red apples on the table. Now, where would you look for a red apple? On the floor? In a basket somewhere? If I told you the red apples are on the table, that's where you'd look for them, isn't it? Now, go back to our verse, verse 47. The Lord added the saved to the church. Where would I look for the saved? In the church, wouldn't I? Because that's where the Lord placed the saved. And so you can see the importance of the church in the plan of God. The church, my friends, was planned before the world began. Ephesians 3, 10 and 11. The church has the blessing of God, even in the world today, and will unto the end of time. And so the church then is essential unto the salvation of man's soul. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul says, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Where is salvation? In Christ. Well, if I'm in Christ, I'm in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. We're baptized into one body, and so that's where salvation is. Friends, in summarizing, let me remind you, salvation is in the church. Now, it is impossible to be saved without the church that Jesus said he was going to build. Do you wonder then why Jesus died on the cross for the church? The answer is, it was necessary for the salvation of men and women. We appreciate so very much your listening today. Please tell others about the program and be listening again tomorrow. It was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.